Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Transmission. Plus, happy birthday to my amazing son, Rex Jones, who's now 19 years old today. We love you, Rex. You're such a great patriot and look forward to fighting the globals with you for many years to come until we've rid the planet of these monsters, but maybe not for many years to come. I'd love to hang up my spurs. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire New World Order program is on fire, and not in a good way. It is falling apart in front of us. The developments are just simply amazing. I'm going to fly back to Austin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. I should be able to get back from the airport by the time the show kicks off at 11 a.m. We're going to have a lot of the articles and a lot of the documents, a lot of the stories for you today. I know Owen Schroyer's going to be co-hosting, so he can show those all to you. But we have the number one and number two scientists of the FDA going public 3 weeks ago, then writing a letter to Lancet saying this will destroy vaccine safety and people trusting vaccines for generations. Saying don't give it to children. The regular vaccine is hurting people. It's not a vaccine. And don't give people boosters. You then had one FDA board next to the highest level, 26-2, vote last Friday to stop all the injections, basically yellow carded, saying this drug quota is failing. Then we had another top FDA board over all drugs and vaccines on the weekend, on the 18th, Saturday, 2 days ago, come out and vote 16-2 saying this drug quote is failing. It's not working. They call it a drug, not a vaccine. That's what it is. It's gene therapy. This does not have proper approval. And they went on to say you shouldn't give people boosters and you shouldn't give it to children. Fauci and the head of the National Institutes of Health and others, Collins, all came out and said, we're going to give it to children. We're going to give it to newborns. But trust the science. So this is Fauci that cooked up the bioweapon in Wuhan, released it. Obviously, he's released new strains. That's what all the top intelligence operatives, and I believe them, have said. Look how it just hit Texas and just hit Florida when we were open and had the lowest cases. This is globalist bio warfare through the Chi-Coms with their agents. David Rockefeller was a Chi-Com agent, helped set up the whole regime in power. People like Klaus Schwab and people like Bill Gates are China-files. They worship communist China. They say we should never open. China did a great job. And I'm going to talk about if we come back from break the key to all this. I know I harp on this a lot, but I want to talk real slow for new listeners out there. And I want all of us, including myself, to really have this sink in. We are facing a new type of war. We're facing covert war against populations and against infrastructure and against our health and our souls, which is not a new type of war. It's really satanic war. It's total war. But it's a new type of war in modern times in that there's no announcement, there's no uniforms, there's no nothing. There's people we think we should trust in positions of trust that are directing these attacks on us. So that is all coming up today. And Owen Schroyer also has a very prominent medical doctor. He'll be in studio with him. I'm here still in D.C. in studio with him in the third hour. In fact, if that doctor gets there earlier, she'll probably get him in there even sooner. Or maybe you guys are hit the fourth hour today. I'm just saying that 1 hour is not enough. That is all coming up and so much more. Owen, I want to talk about the undeclared war, a covert war, the perfect operating system for total tyranny, and how to stop it becoming fully aware of the war, and then seeing how things are interconnected from the globalist own statements, and how to stop this program. And then we're also going to look at the ongoing globalist invasion of the southern border. We first broke it yesterday, and of course it was confirmed. Another 10,000 patients coming across, building up on the side of Reynoso by McAllen, by plane, hours away, an hour away, by car, 5.5 hours away, 200 plus miles away, physically, as the crow flies, from Del Rio. What's happening there? That's now all broken, but barely. Fox News reported, local Texas News is reporting it, but I searched the term this morning, Haitians in McAllen, and there was like two articles about it. So this is just huge news. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun. We'll be right back. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN Globalist directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we are back live. Thanks to the grace of God. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday, September 20th, 2021 edition. I talked about this some last night, but I have got my notes here, specifically how physically incontinent, but more importantly, mentally incontinent, Joe Biden has become. And we're going to be breaking that down at the bottom of the hour. I've got all the notes right here, several pages of them, that I'm going to go over why this is so incredibly important directly from the Secret Service, directly from the Secret Service, directly from the people that were guarding Biden in New Jersey and on 9/11 a week and a half ago in New York and from inside the White House. This is from two separate sources in the Secret Service. We're here in D.C. right now. This is of the greatest national security import, and it is exclusive, horrible information. I mean, you've seen much of it unfold in the public eye. But that's why they cancel a lot of Biden events when he's not drugged up properly and going into full-on dementia. But everybody else behind the scenes gets to see it. That's why when you see the Secret Service around Biden or you see people talking to him or looking at him, they're just like totally freaked out because it's the first truly Alzheimer's, dementia-ridden person in control of the nuclear codes who had the election stolen for him and put into power. Then you've got the invasion at the South Texas border that's now stretched out over 200 miles, confirming, again, Fox News, the DPS, the state police. The governor's office put out a report that, yes, there's thousands and thousands of more Haitians, 5+ hours by car, an hour by air, 200+ miles away as the crow flies, coming across or are now building up on the Reynosa side of McAllen, Texas. This is just the complete collapse of the country. And now it's confirmed that Biden is basically taking the unaccompanied males, the men with women, the people with children. They're all being flown to different parts of the country, broken up on the buses and turned into the Democratic Party. That'll be a permanent underclass. Now, they're going to fly a few flights out for PR purposes. But they told these people to come here, just like Biden said in March before the election, a year and a half ago or now more. He said, if I win the election or when I get in, immediately surge the border. Well, he said 12 days ago, before all this started, hey, we're going to let the Haitians stay. And they stopped deportations of Haitians that had already gotten here. So they called their families and they said, now is the time to come into the country. Now is the time. Vamanos, andale, andale, andale. So that's Spanish. I don't know how you say hurry up, get here in French or in Creole. But there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, and I don't blame these people wanting to come here. The issue is they're going to come here and be brainwashed. They're Democratic Party operatives, and the globalists have stolen the aid, helped shut down and rob Haiti and all these other countries. Then they bring these people here to be another client group that they control. So that's all coming up today. But I want next segment to try to judiciously as best I can, because they hope all this comes out. They try to suppress all this and buy people off and control them, but regulators in the EU, regulators in India, regulators even in Australia, regulators in Russia, regulators in the UK, regulators in Canada, regulators in the United States have all come out, and the more come out, the more courage there is, and said, look, we yellow carded this so-called vaccine 3 months ago and said it should be pulled, and we got ignored. That's just the vaccine period. The main advisory group for 20 years that has advised the UK government, that's in the statute they're supposed to follow. They're like, oh, we're not going to follow them now. And then the two head scientists quit at the FDA. And then now they voted at two different boards, including the highest board, 16-2. The vaccine's not working, and this is endangering all vaccines, and the public's going to never trust them again, and children shouldn't take it, and old people shouldn't take boosters. And Israel says the boosters don't help you. They give 48 hours of coverage. That doesn't even mean anything. So this is insane. This is crazy. But again, they did it on purpose, and in their own SPARS 2023, 2025 document that we covered now 6-8 months ago. I forget how long ago. You guys look up the SPARS report. That's like 4 million views on Bandai Video. We'll put it on screen so we can give the actual date. 5-6 months ago. I don't remember. I know General Flynn had a big deal about it and said that report's dead on. It's a war game. And in the war game, 1 year into vaccines, it comes out they're killing everybody and causing heart attacks and neurological disorders. And then all the regulators get in trouble, but not Big Pharma and not Bill Gates. They even have that war gamed out, that it's going to cause heart attacks, strokes, that it'll then destroy confidence in the government. And then you get into deeper parts of that document and others. Then it means we overthrow the government. It's globalists did this through the government who want to cause a civil war. We want Gates. We want Fauci. We want Peter Daszak. We want the Chi-Coms. We want the UN. The UN and the globalists did this through our government. So then we lose total faith in it and everything collapses. And I'm not saying have blind faith in the government, but they're dissolving our republic, framing it for the crimes they've committed. That they make our Border Patrol and National Guard go bring across millions. It's not 2 million this year. We're estimating 8 to 10 million by October 31st. That's the end of fiscal year 2021. That's directly in a hotel room with a senior whistleblower from the Border Patrol. You have the head of the Border Patrol Union saying everything I say. They're ordered to complete the smuggling process. So they should just walk off because they're there making it all orderly, this giant invasion. And then they complete the illegal activity. And so that's the case. And they also have NGOs controlling it. So, Owen, we're going to cover a lot here today. We're going to go over the incredible news. Lancet, the publication, not just a Lancet study, Lancet, most respected group out there, hands down. New England Medical Journal, John Hopkins, they're respected. That's just why they quarterbacked the attack. Not all the scientists there, but the actual John Hopkins working group is what is under Gates' command and Schwab's command on record with all these different war game drills they do. The Rockefeller Foundation actually controlling it from on high, but then it's like been managed by the Gates Foundation and John Hopkins and the Chi-Coms and the media below that. They've now come out and said, look, Fauci created the weapon. Fauci did it. Fauci's a total criminal. And then Fauci fed fake medical journals info into the main journals and lied. And the whole house of cards is coming down. So, and folks, you know I don't give you positive news to give you fake positive news. I give you the cold, hard, scary facts because I believe in you. And I believe that regulators and others that have been sheep-dipped and brainwashed and conditioned and gaslit to go along with this and suddenly find themselves inside this depopulation op need to really see others on the outside say what it really is. That's what we've done with all these doctors and scientists and medical reports and studies. And so now they really know what they've done, and a lot of them are now going to defect back to reality and back to their own future and their own families because they figure out this is a dystopia they're building. And so, this is a really big moment to watch the wheels go off worldwide. They're moving forward with indictments against the regulators in India that try to block ivermectin from the public. They've now cured everybody with ivermectin. In Australia, they've been caught secretly giving patients ivermectin because the hospitals are doing a good job and not following the government's orders to murder people. I mean, this is all just an exercise in pure power, Owen, and the wheels have come off.
Yeah, and now we have more evidence that the vaccines are neither safe or effective. If Oscar De La Hoya, and the contrast to Joe Rogan, wasn't the perfect example, we now have a gold medal Olympic swimmer. Anybody knows swimmers are maybe some of the most conditioned athletes on earth, except for maybe boxers. That would have been De La Hoya as the example, who was fully vaccinated and now is in the hospital with COVID. Alex, I also have, as you're kind of on the ground right now in D.C., on the ground digging deeply into the border story, on the ground digging deeply into what I guess the feds were trying to set up yesterday for the justice for J6, or they just were there in such numbers that the one arrest happens to be a fed with a gun. But there's so many other things developing here, Alex. I know it's yesterday's news, but I mean, Hillary Clinton has been caught red-handed working with top executives and lawyers framing Donald Trump so that she could spy on him. Now it's all out there. But the media that lied about that's not going to get caught. We've got more border news, Alex. We've got more news on the election front coming as well. I mean, I can't even give you a surface-level view of this waterfront, Alex, without like 10 minutes because so much is developing right now.
Well, you're absolutely right. And so their whole narrative is falling apart, but they still control the Justice Department. So they're able to carry out all this crime. So we're in this paradox where they're in power, but everybody sees what monsters they are. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are back live on this live Monday edition. I'm Alex Jones in D.C. Owen Schroyer is in the ATX in Austin, Texas. And I want to just talk now about how big this is and just thank God for this, because their entire globalist agenda is about creating fear, releasing a virus, releasing other nanotech simulant protein crystals that do grow and replicate your cells like viruses. That's what they've made. And to then basically target certain populations to scare them into submission and also make trillions of dollars while they kill you and intubate you to then further corrupt the medical system and take over. They admit in Operation Lockstep that's their plan. So we know the plan. And so all we have to do is become aware of the plan, admit to ourselves how horrible and evil the globalists are, because that's a big thing to get over for most people, and I understand. But medical doctors and scientists and nurses and very prestigious people across the board have gone public. And I've talked off record to a major head of a major biotech company that actually gets approval and creates real products. And they told me 8 months ago, hey, I know this is bad. Don't take the vaccine. It's a gene therapy. It's going to hurt people. Bill Gates and Fauci are crazy. It's all about power for them. My God, watch, it's going to blow up in their face. And I'm like, you got to say something. You got to go public. Oh, no, you got to promise not to say my name. You can tell people the big guy in biotech told you that because, you know, I'm just not going to fight these guys. They'll crush you, even me. But watch, they've bitten off more than they can chew. And here we are 8 months later, and we're 8-9 months into these injections here. We're a year in the UK, and it's hell on earth. So what I'm saying is, as negative as it is, Fauci was on TV Saturday and Sunday going, you can pull the clips up, they were on InfoWars.com. A lot of you probably saw it going, oh, well, I think it's okay the FDA's having a debate about science and boosters. We'll see. But then the head of the NIH comes out and says, no, we're going to do it. Same thing Boris Johnson says, we're doing booster shots, we don't care if their regulatory group said no. So they've always covered up tainted vaccines and vaccines that have had things added to them, and they've done experiments through them. But those were old-fashioned vaccines that, in many cases, would protect you from measles, mumps, rubella. They just might give a certain percentage of boys autism, and some were contaminated with lung cancer viruses. And that's a fact. The main MMR for 40 years has been contaminated because they grow it on tissues that have that in them. That's why peanut allergies didn't exist till 40 years ago. Then they grew, because people complained about fetal tissue, they started growing it on peanut protein. And it worked real good, except a certain percentage of people given vaccines grown on peanut protein would basically be violently allergic to it. See, there's all those issues. So they go, oh, forget growing stuff on tissue, forget doing all that. We'll just take the genome of a human being and just mix it in with mRNA, and then we'll just program the cells ourselves. And then, of course, they're like, but for 20 years you tried to get that approved, and a certain percentage of people take mRNA, it kills them. I mean, folks, I can play you congressional hearings I have of the head scientist at Baylor, who's pro-vaccine, but the dean of their biology department saying, no one's ever succeeded at a mRNA, or no one's ever succeeded at a vaccine, period, for a coronavirus, but Bill Gates is trying again. And he goes on to say, and I think it's a great idea. Mad scientists, folks. Skip animal trials, go directly to humans, have no surveillance, and then just hope you cover it up. Hope you just say, oh, well, you're censored on Facebook, you're censored on Twitter. Oh, you can't talk about your son that was in good shape and went to go play basketball and died with a heart attack with no heart defects 5 days after Moderna. And the list goes on and on. And now they admit, oh, it's not as rare as we thought. your heart swelling or flat-out heart attacks. Oh, and then last October, before they even rolled it out, here's what we believe the side effects will be. Our scientists tell us. Their scientists aren't stupid at the NIH and the CDC and the FDA that's above them or the British medical system. And they told them, don't do it. And then they did it. And Owen, I liken this all the time to Deepwater Horizon, which I watched some of the trial online. I read the transcript. I covered it heavily back when the BP oil spill happened. And that was because they were drilling the deepest well ever recorded at that time. Now they go even deeper, you know, like something like 30,000 feet. And they told the engineers from England to Houston to the Gulf of Mexico, and the transcripts of this, and they told them, we don't want to use concrete in the hole, you know, as you fill it to keep pressure above the drill bit and the casing's going down. We believe you can just pump salt water in there and the pressure will hold the natural gas and the oil in. And they said, yeah, if you don't hit natural gas and oil, that'll be fine. If we hit natural gas and oil, even small patches, it's going to blow the rig up. And they gamble. These are gamblers. And it blew up because they hit a gigantic gas well. Okay? Now, they so the media is now in the Lancet and all the places going, you rolled the dice, and it really hurt people, and we need to yellow card this vaccine. That's the UK main advisory group, the group under law they're supposed to listen to. It came out 3 months ago. Now, imagine, they didn't roll the dice, folks. They wanted to kill nationalism. They wanted to push the UN. They want a world ID. They want to divide and conquer the countries more to stop populism. And they believe with big tech and corporate media and the rest of it, they could release a bioweapon and then release even more dangerous variants later and scare everybody into accepting it and going along with the idea that a bunch of people die. That's what the Gulf War Syndrome was the anthrax shots. Killed 40,000 U.S. troops? We now know. All the other militaries took it as well. They all got comparable per capita percentage of their troops that got sick and or died. Something like 6%. Ended up dying within a couple of years or quicker. Over 20% ended up getting sick. French didn't take it. They didn't get sick. We know all this. They had congressional hearings. Okay? So we already have tens of millions of boys that are autistic in the U.S. alone. It's all over the world. And the more vaccinated, the more it happens. So they knew and were testing. But it has blown up in their face that their own regulators, people that are paid off, obviously corrupt most of the time, have gone, whoa, I'm coming to Jesus. You're going to give it all the little kids when we know it's causing them up to 16 times, 14 times, 6 times in the studies to have giant heart attacks. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of little boys with heart attacks. Little boys are amped up more than girls, but little girls are dying too. Again, the healthier you are, the more stuff like this kills. You've already had problems and stuff, it might not kill you. But if you're an athlete or something, and you go and you take something like this, and you're already tuned up, it's going to kill you. Or you're going to wish you were dead. They say this heart swelling starts swelling over a few hours, and for a few days keeps swelling. They say it's like having a heart attack for 3 days. So for a lot of folks, you have a big giant heart attack and die right then. That's a blessing. If you're young and healthy, you got a good heart, and your heart swells up, and the blood can't go through it for days, you know the freaking pain they're under? They have to sedate them and put them in comas. This is so bad. Okay? And when they come out of comas and don't die but have a damaged heart, they tell them, shut up, you're not allowed to speak. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come and get Owen's take on this. We're going to play a lot of clips and more than he takes over next hour. But do you understand the vindication of all of you that warn people about this? You understand the vindication of InfoWars. But now, here's our next big fight. We've got to get all these articles together in special reports. We got to get them up on InfoWars.com and Band.Video because you can't put this out anywhere else. And we have to get it out to everybody. You've got to get it out now because they're just trying to paper over it like it's no big deal and just move on. We're not going to let them do it. You're not going to let them do it. And you're the reason we've had so much success, even though things are bad, that we're going to be a lot worse against this. We could bring down their whole house of cards if we play this right. So we're in the fight. The worm's turning. Praise God. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com tomorrow's news today. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That is the puppet president of the United States. And I want to be 100% absolutely clear here because this is very important. This is the key to everything. It's not funny to me that Joe Biden is a complete, absolute puppet, doesn't know who he is. It doesn't help our country. It doesn't help anybody but the globalist. So they can have him up there. They can commit all these crimes. They can destroy our country. They can sell us out. They can trigger a civil war. They can dissolve our borders. They can bring in all of our enemies. They can devalue our currency. They can push poison injections on us and national IDs and compulsory gene therapies and all the rest of it and the mask mandates. And he gets all the hatred and he gets all the blame. And he's a zombie that doesn't even know who he is. Because any other president, even though they're a globalist, doesn't like being hated. And so they'll try to hide the programs and hide what they're doing because they care about their legacy. But with Biden, it doesn't matter because they have to drug him up and roll him out, and then they put him on sedatives later and put him away. That's why he's only seen about an hour a day. If they have to, he'll pop up for an hour, be gone 5-6 hours, and then he'll come back out. About half the time they cancel it, or they cancel press conferences, or they cancel events, because he will just go off on a tangent and start being honest with people. I mean, 3 years ago, he was like, yeah, they were investigating me and my son for corruption in Ukraine. So I said, you know, if you don't fire that prosecutor, you won't get that $1 billion by this evening. I'm flying out in a couple hours. If we don't get word by the time we fly out, you won't get your $1 billion. And son of a bitch, they fired the prosecutor. That was on television. Everybody was like, whoa. He was at the CFR. Richard Inhofe and others were like, okay. They're all looking down because Biden has not been playing with a full deck for about 5 years. I mean, hell, we got videos I didn't play yesterday where he said back when he was a senator, some of these videos are like 20 years old, he goes, you never make people take shots. You never make people go around their medical rights. You never release people's medical rights, medical records, general public, because that is sacrosanct, because it's tyranny, and you can't have one size fits all. You don't know what medical issues somebody else has got, but they're not able to take shots. Talking about forced inoculations, they've been pushing this forever. So the big lie, they also say, oh, we've always had forced injections. They have one Supreme Court ruling from 100 years ago. It's 100 plus years ago, 103 years ago. It was the same ruling that said you can sterilize poor black people and white people just because they're poor. You can make people take whatever shots you want. You can give people lobotomies. That got overturned later. So we had the Supreme Court say black people are two-thirds human. I'm not going to follow that type of crap. You know, that's from 170 years ago. So, look, I'm following my own rights. You can have a Supreme Court say, because I'm white, I got to be executed. I'm going to go to war. That's an illegitimate, unconstitutional thing. Our founders point out in the Ninth Amendment that all rights not listed or not reserved here that are just basic human rights that we know exist in our hearts are valid. This Bill of Rights doesn't give you your rights. It simply enshrines this government is going to protect and defend those, or it should be overthrown. That's the Declaration of Independence. So I'm not looking for civil war. I'm not looking for war. I'm not looking to kill globalists. I'm looking for them to stop and go away. But they're not going to do that. So we're going to identify them. We're going to expose them. We're going to deal with them legally and lawfully. But they're going to escalate. Talk about that and how to beat them in the key next segment. But I want to get Owen's take on this in a moment. But let me go ahead without further ado, because I talked about this yesterday some, and I said today I get into the details. And so I have a notes I took in the meeting with Secret Service, and then we had another Secret Service contact give us more. Now, I got to be honest with you. You remember back 5 years ago, I thought we were being set up because I never thought the Secret Service would reach out to us. But they were so nice to us in Cleveland with the RNC that July and gave us so much info and would like, just give us standing ovations when we drove around town and came into the big convention center, that it was pretty amazing because they knew how bad Obama was. So they were really liking Trump and they wanted to beat Hillary. They knew she was cheating. But still, when the Secret Service gives you direct information for the first time, it's like, really? They're like, Hillary has ambulances that follow her. She's collapsing almost every time she goes out. She's having convulsions. We think she's got a brain tumor. And this is very, very important. And we asked specifics. He said, don't worry about that. We don't have all the specifics. They're very secretive. You've got reporters follow her. They have to take her off the drugs for her convulsions because those make you really sleepy and groggy. When she's going to give a speech. And a lot of times she ends up having one right around the time or after, even during. She's collapsed a bunch, you've got to have crew followers. So we had very little crew. Millie Weaver started following around. She didn't give a speech in Cleveland, Ohio, later after the RNC. And she was in a tent for an hour and a half, didn't give a speech. And so she had the special glasses for the convulsions. So we missed that. But then a European camera guy happened to be by the back exit when Hillary came out to her ambulance. It's a black ambulance. She collapses. And that footage is very famous. They tried to suppress the footage of Hillary collapsing, or the media tried to cut it short and say she just stumbled. They didn't show her falling down and being put, like a quote, side of beef in the vehicle. And the guy with the EpiPen, who was always right next to her, who could jab it in her, to get her to stop having it if she had a convulsion on the stage. I mean, that's all a fact. And it later came out that was the case. So I've learned the Secret Service doesn't just give us info to, like, set us up with disinfo. And so this is different Secret Service. This is two separate groups that reached out to us and wanted us to know this. And good luck to the globalists. I mean, this was digital. This was face-to-face. I'm going to leave it at that. But real deep throat type stuff, you know what I mean? Not parking garages, but pretty close. So here is the information. Biden, the day before 9/11, was at the Intercontinental and was supposed to come down to meetings and go to events, but would not come down and would not show up. He finally came down late, didn't know who he was or where he was. So he disappeared again. Then he was later going out of the helicopter on 9/10. And the doctor got out of the ambulance, a pelican-sized case, about 2 feet by 1 foot out, filled with all these drugs for Biden. The day before that, he was in New Jersey and was late to a bunch of events and kept changing clothes because he was defecating all over himself. People can laugh at that. It's not funny. In fact, that's dementia. This is how bad it is. They got a puppet with the nuclear codes. This scares me for my children and, quite frankly, the whole world. Again, he was looking around, didn't know who he was. And they said, see the footage. And we've aired the footage of him on 9/11. They said at 9/11, didn't know who he was, just running around to people and acting completely insane, like a lobotomized gopher or something. And then separately, another group approached us and said, in the White House, this is in the White House, people, he roams the halls at night, always saying, I got to go bathroom, and just saying really embarrassing stuff they didn't want to repeat. They just said, yeah, you've seen what he says about getting his butt wiped, right? Well, he's really kind of upset about it, ashamed of it, then he makes jokes about it. He's in a whole other part, not in the residence area at night, where they're operating the phones and stuff, low-level people, and he's stumbling around saying, I need to find a bathroom, help me find a bathroom. They have to lead him back to his quarters on the other side of the White House. And it's just a disaster, ladies and gentlemen. And then that's the thing they have to cut him off about now with the mics, is he starts saying, man, you know, my brain got taken out in a surgery. And I've been, he'll say SH-T myself. You know, he'll say, why am I here? Why am I here? Who am I? And you've seen him in public say, who am I? Why am I here? That's what he does when he shifts into the gear. And anybody who's had family that's had Alzheimer's or dementia knows, you're sitting there coming to visit grandpa. They're fine. You're eating a hamburger with them. And then, like, I got to take my clothes off. I got to go to the Boy Scout. I got to put my uniform on. They just go. And that's what's happened with Biden. And think these globalists have him there. So he takes the blame and America goes down. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. The Mars News Today. And on my children, that happened. And that's what we were told by the Secret Service. That's real. That's going on. Just like we broke the Haitian slander to McAllen. That's now mainstream news.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And then we've got a bunch of special reports that are extremely powerful, like the vaccine genocide must end. That's going to be at the start of the hour, six after. Owen's going to be hosting. He's got a big medical doctor, one of the most prominent names that's been vindicated by what top regulators, not just here but around the world, have come out and said. They're now indicting people in the government of India that work with Bill Gates. They've done that before 5 years ago and banned Bill Gates and his dad from the country. So he just bought off the federal regulators there. I mean, this is a bold assault. People go, why would the globalists assault us like this? They'll end up going to prison. Why did Hitler attack all of Europe and then attack the Russians when his general staff told him don't do it? It's called megalomania. And these people have it, and they've never gotten in trouble, and it's a thrill to them, and they want to depopulate it. When you look at Fauci, I'm going to shoot a special report on this. I mentioned this last night. When people discover this about Fauci, they don't believe me. So I'm not going to say it on air. I'm going to get off here in like 8 minutes. I'm going to go shoot the special report. And then we will have it by the start of the fourth hour today. It's going to be short. It's going to be sweet. But it's going to be very, very powerful. And again, I'm getting on a plane at 8 a.m. in the morning. I should be back at the start of the show. Regardless, if there's no delays or anything, I will be there tomorrow. And, of course, you've got Owen and Harrison Smith doing a great job with their own respective transmissions at Bandai Video. So remember, all of you that took all the heat for exposing the poison vaccines, all of you that took all the heat were being demonized as being attacked. All of you that went out and told the truth, and all the nurses and doctors and scientists that told the truth in the last 18, 19 months, you've been vindicated. And it's not about you getting patted on the back. I know you don't care. You care about life and justice and freedom and a future. And everybody that got in your face, everybody that told you you were wrong and said, oh, where's your experts and wouldn't let you talk? We have the two top scientists. We have them specifically saying it wasn't just about boosters. It was about the vaccine in general being a bad drug, and then it's going to, quote, discredit vaccines for generations. Because you could make clean vaccines that were tested and actually work. But they lower immune systems still when you do it. But there's something out there killing 5% of people. I want the vaccine. I want a clean vaccine. I want it tested. But they don't want that. They want the power to do what they want when they want. I'm all about technology. I went and looked up Regeneron. The company's been around since 88. They're the most profitable company per capita. They're a small company, but they're the most profitable per capita. Everything they've done has been a winner. Because they test the hell out of it for up to 5 years on animals. And they had a lot of failures, but test it on rats and test it on guinea pigs and test it on pigs. And yeah, then I don't like doing it myself. I mean, monkeys are really cool, but they test on primates too. It's come out because they want to know what it's going to do. And these are therapies that then save millions of lives. And it works. The thing is, then it mutates. I got to make a new one. But then Biden's trying to block that. That's not Biden. It's the cold-blooded evil people at the big pharma companies. It's the Pfizer head who said on TV he's not taking the shot. So they tell you what they're doing to your face. I want to just say this here, though, while we have the time. And I want to take this little clip and put it on the last segment once we archive this, the Vandaugh video, this big Biden announcement. Do you realize how dangerous it is to have someone who is in the middle stages of dementia, who they then use drugs to dial up and put teleprompters in front of, because he's able to read off the teleprompter, how that makes our enemies think, A, we're foolish and bad and crazy and overrun and controlled. They don't respect that. And scares them, what could Biden and his controllers end up doing? This is not a message of strength. It's a message of weakness, which the globalists want to further demoralize and break down the country in the process of globalization. So this is a very destructive, very dangerous gamble, just like the globalists did, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. They're running it. All the old money's dead now. They run it to depopulate us. I mean, these are crazy people. They're very neurotic. They're very organized. They're very smart. But I can show you a really smart person that's a serial killer. In fact, most serial killers have high IQs. And they're the ones that get caught because they kill people by grabbing women, you know, out of the back of their yard or out of their house or, you know, at a car wash at night. No. The smart serial killers are called high-functioning serial killers. High IQ, and they always gravitate towards government and management and particularly medical research fields because then they can get away with all sorts of stuff. And I'm telling you, when I break this news at the end of the show today about Fauci, and I'll just say it and I'll let it out now, because if I tell you, nobody cares. But if it's like an esoteric Q thing, except this is real, you follow breadcrumbs here, this is how Q would do it. It's something about Fauci, something about him that's very closely associated with him. What is it? And then a group affiliated with the Q disinfo op will go, it's his name. It's the name Fauci. What's that mean? And then they already know there's something similar in the media that is going to say that so they can then get your confidence. They know secret knowledge and then con you down the road. But you already have the magic relationship with Trump and the intelligence agencies, but you don't. You have a relationship with a globalist intelligence agency running a Soviet-style Operation Trust on you. So if I say go look up Operation Trust, somebody looks up Operation Trust in the 1920s in Russia, how they rounded up the resistance. But if I say it has to do with an operation, with a name that means you should believe in someone, that you should put your faith in someone, what is that word? What is the operation? And then everybody would run around 8chan and 4chan and, oh, my God, what is the word's trust. We found the Soviet document. See, that's Q is Operation Trust 2.0. I'm telling you, look up his name, and it's all right there. His name. What does his name mean? See, if I just told you, no one would care. I even said what it meant last night on my show. No one cares. So I guess give you everything up front. But if I tell you, look up his name and the town he came from and what the family did and then where the Grim Reaper came from during the Black Plague in Italy, Oh, ooh, ooh. So that's coming up into the show today with Owen Shore. I'm going to get that done right now with my great crew. But like I said, there's just so much to break down. I'll say this and then get Owen's taking what I've been saying. He's about to take over. We can't operate without your support. You know, we just keep winning thanks to God and your prayers. Okay, all glory goes to God spiritually. But when it comes to you taking action, thank you so much. We're all in a better position now. We've come so far. On a scale of 1 to 10, the globalists wanted to be at a 10 defeating us. A 0 is we've defeated them. They ran the tables at first and ran it out to about a 7. But, hey, that's not the end of the race. We pushed that back to like a 3 right now with all these scientists coming out and everything. I mean, they're having some big problems spinning this. We'll probably release a more deadly bioweapon to cover it up or launch a war or crash the stock market or have a cyber attack. And you see that starting to happen right now today. So don't think we're out of the woods. But once we don't trust them, and here's the key. Once we know this is a covert war by the globalists and who they are, and once we get world leaders like the president of Austria has come out and said this is all New World Order, all these other leaders are saying it's all New World Order, Lancet saying Fauci released the virus himself, all the rest, you know, it's basically all coming out. That, you know, Fauci's the main suspect and Fauci lied and created gain of function. Once that happens and once we identify them and once we make the sleeping giant wake up and see what's attacking it, it's game over, and now they won't be able to pull more stuff because we'll say qui bono in Latin, who stands to gain. And so we're going to lay all that out here, ladies and gentlemen, but that's the key, is getting everybody to recognize the globalists want to depopulate us, want to take control, want to kill off the pensioners in their own words that are doing all this. And again, realize it's an undeclared war. It's a psyop. It's a disinformation op. Perfectly tailored so people never know what's hitting them, so that while they attack us, they pose as saviors and get more control while they depopulate us and tell us, oh, global warming's coming, the third world's going to collapse, they're going to flood you. You didn't pay carbon taxes. That's the reason the third world's collapsing, when it's cutting all the resources off and having a year and a half lockdown still going on in Africa and Latin America forces all these people up here to then invade us and be controlled. It's economic war, and they admit all this in their white papers. They admit it in replacement migration. This is their plan. Secret documents came out in 2007 from the Banff Canada meeting, where they said we're going to use viruses, the fear of viruses, collapsing third worlds, and currency collapses to take over and set up a world government. We know. We have their battle plans. We have their damn playbook. But our congressmen and senators need to get into the playbook. We need to get into the playbook. You need to understand this broadcast is not some weird flavor or political theory or some new denomination of a church. This is people studying the globalist operation and understanding what they're going to do and then trying to warn others to build up to resist it. So the sale is going to end on Sunday. It has to, because a lot of the T-shirts are about to sell out. Some already have. We've got over 100 different designs. The new designs, the old designs, some are designer. Some are just low cost, still high quality. Some are limited edition. $9.95 for the lower cost, $14.95 for the more expensive. That sale is going to end. Also, Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 50% off. That's going to end on Sunday. So take advantage of those sales and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. These are great products. They boost your immune system, and they make everything we've done here possible. So I thank you all. Tell everybody, tune in now. We're starting to turn the tide together. The regulators worldwide are covering their ass and going public. The wheels are coming off. They're also admitting the vaccines are creating the new variants.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.